was talking to my brother-in-law a week or so ago, and he preaches at a congregation in, well, I guess you, Northwest Florida, around the Daytona area. And normally when I wind up talking to him, that because he's a preacher as well, just like anybody else that you talk to that is in the same profession that you're in, you kind of wind up talking shop a little bit. But this time when we were discussing things that were going on, whether it was other people that we know or the things specifically in the congregation that he was working at, it seemed that the discussion wind up focusing a lot on people that, although they appear to be very strong, whether it be members or even other preachers that we know, that were struggling with remaining faithful. And the reason why was because of disillusionment. And as we thought about it for a while, it was sad when we looked at, well, it's sad no matter what the reason is when people are struggling, when people fall away. But it was interesting that so many times it was because of what other people did. I want to look this afternoon on whom we rely. Many times we wind up in the Lord's church putting our faith in other people instead of God, that we wind up relying on maybe a strong member or a preacher or elders or somebody else. And when that person fails us, that our faith being built on them crumbles. I want to look at that subject just briefly this afternoon. First, I want us to consider what happens when people rely on the preacher. Now, I'm very thankful to be here that despite the fact that I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weeks, that's not a concern. We have men here that are willing to step up and to fill the pulpit while I'm gone, and I'm very thankful for that, even if it's not necessarily the most comfortable thing to get up in front of people and deliver a lesson. And I understand that fully, that there's not a concern here, that we do have good, sound men that are capable, and even more important, well, that are willing to do that very thing. That the loss of the preacher, as it were, is not, it's not as important. Now, not that I plan on going anywhere anytime soon or in encouraging that thought at all, that I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to be able to be here full time. But it's nice to know that the focus is not on me, that just because the preacher is here, that this congregation is not one of the congregations that many times you see, as the preacher goes, so goes the congregation, that the preacher can wind up leading the congregation astray. And I'm very thankful that Evant, the Lord's church here, is not that way. But so many times you wind up seeing something happen with the preacher wind up leaving, and the congregation splitting because of that. Members leaving to follow after the preacher, especially if there's hard feelings or whatnot. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul discusses the problem with those that rely on the preacher more than the message preached. Now, this is a little bit different than what he's talking about, but the point is there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 10, Paul says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak all the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each one of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" Here you have a problem in Corinth of people following after the preacher more than after Christ. And he makes the point. Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? So you're following me as a preacher? You weren't saved because of me. I didn't die so that you might have the opportunity to live. Why would you follow me as a preacher? No matter what the preacher does, we follow Christ. Hopefully the preacher and by extension the elders, the leadership of the congregation, is sound and faithful. But even if they are, which hopefully they are, that doesn't mean that you rely on the preacher merely because he is sound or because he is elegant of speech, especially because of that. That doesn't mean that we should rely on the preacher. I've seen it too many times. In one particular incident that I'm thinking of, a rather large congregation in southern Georgia had a preacher who was a phenomenal speaker. He was sound, and he delivered good lessons, but he delivered them very well, better than most. And he was doing very well as far as filling the pulpit, but that's all he was doing. The elders trying to get him to do anything else, he refused to do anything else besides fill the pulpit. And after a while, they decided it was time for him to move on. Well, when he did, a congregation of several hundred, it was quite a large congregation, it dwindled down to very little, at least compared to what they were. Several hundred members left. Why? Well, they were following the preacher. They weren't following the message. They weren't following God. They were following the preacher. Now, if we're following the preacher, can we call ourselves Christians? I thought we were supposed to be following Christ. Do we rely on the preacher or even the elders? Hopefully we can't rely upon them, but solely? What happens if an elder falls, if he falls away? Do we fall away as well? Not if we're following Christ. How about relying on the members, relying on other members? Because it's not just people following the preacher. Well, sometimes it can be the preacher following the example of the congregation. One of the individuals that Rick, my brother-in-law, and I were talking about was a preacher that was very strong, very faithful, that he was good friends with my brother-in-law. And brother-in-law said he called him up after not seeing him for quite some time, asked him how he was doing. He said, "Well, I'm not doing good at all." And he said that he's about to leave the church, just and saying how bad the church is, and the Church of Christ is just not what the Bible is and what it should be. And it turns out that there was a conflict with the congregation that he was at, and that he was forced to leave because of that. And said that they acted in a very un-Christ-like manner, and so on and so forth. And because of that, not only did he leave that congregation, but he was ready to leave the Lord's church. This was supposed to be a sound gospel preacher. Well, why was he ready to leave? Because he saw that other Christians aren't always what they ought to be. If we follow after other Christians, then, well, so-and-so acted this way or did that, and so I'm going to go find another congregation. Don't you know what kind of hypocrites they are? Well, that's, the pot calling the kettle black so many times. If we rely on other people, surely they're going to let us down. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, starting verse 1, Paul tells the church in Thessalonica, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one." And here Paul's making the point. He says, look, even these other men, no matter who they are, even members of the Lord's church can act in a very wicked manner. They can lose faith. They can cause one to want to lose faith. But the Lord is faithful. See, God doesn't change. He is always there. He is always faithful. He is the one that we can rely upon. He is supposed to be our anchor, our foundation, not other people. You see, we should only, ultimately, rely on God. Yes, we ought to be able to look and use the example of fellow Christians and hopefully be able to rely on them to a certain point, but not to the point where we would lose our own faith. We must remember what Christ said to his disciples, Matthew chapter 16, when he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" Ultimately, Peter gave the answer, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Verse 18, Christ said, "And also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." The fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is that which the church was built, and not just the church. He said, "My church." This congregation is not my congregation. It's not my church. It's the congregation that I'm a member of. I'm a member of the Lord's church, just as you are. But we all must remember, it's the Lord's church. We can and must rely on Him. Yes, we look to other people, and hopefully we can rely on them to a certain extent, but we never should bet our faith on anyone else. Hopefully this has helped us to understand and be able to overcome and hopefully help others to overcome difficulties that they might have. I want to offer the invitation at this time. If you're a subject, if there's anything that we can do to encourage you, we want to make this time available. If you have a need, prayers of the congregation, whatever it might be, please come as we stand and sing this song.